Okie dokie. And we're coming back in for the break, etc. And I should give out the number. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. BJ Barden is my name. And we're here today on Saturday, 16th of January, 2021. If I give out the number, the call-in number is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. But, the evidence is mounting and mounting and mounting. And I've, on the PCR test alone of five major articles here, bombshell, the one I was reading there a minute ago, up to 90% of COVID positive tests are false. Scientists show COVID tests are useless based on flawed science. 22 highly renowned scientists say that of the COVID patients we've identified with at a PCR test, 97% never had COVID. Right? Fraudulent PCR tests led the entire world into lockdown tyranny, treasonous politicians to blame. And Ethan Huff is writing that article. And he's saying here, he's a very accomplished writer, just weeks before much of the world was forced into mandatory lockdown due to fears about the Wuhan coronavirus, the Journal of Eurosurveillance, well, I haven't seen that one before, published a bogus study announcing that the arrival of the infamous PCR test, which was declared to be the world's first diagnostic tool for identifying COOF, coronavirus. Without question, the PCR test was immediately endorsed by the World Health Organization. That's a disgusting organization, as we know. And its head, Tedros Adhanom, who's not even a doctor, the first non-medical leader of the United Nations arm, by the way, who pushed it as a reactive solution to the pandemic problem. Since that time, however, we have learned that PCR testing is a fake science and completely fraudulent. Study authors Dr. Christian Drosten from the European Union Center for Disease Prevention and Control, along with several colleagues from the Berlin Virology Institute, company known as TIB Molobi Synthetic, say they were somehow able to come up with an effective diagnostic test for COVID-19 just a few days after the novel virus. Of that was first identified, which is bizarre, in Wuhan, China. And much of the world believes them, including political leaders like German Chancellor Angela Merkel and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, imagine those two specimens, both of whom plunged their nations into a horror show of stay-at-home orders, mask mandates, and non-stop fear-mongering. President Donald Trump also declared a national emergency too, though he has never pushed testing or mask-wearing. Even so, many state and local politicians embraced the narrative that the PCR testing was necessary to identify cases of COVID-19, using this as justification to almost impose mandatory lockdowns, mask restrictions, business closures, and other severe economic disruptions that have devastated our nation's viability. Roughly 10 months after PCR testing study was published, 23 highly respected international virologists, microbiologists, and other scientists came out against it, calling on Eurosurveillance to immediately retract it. These experts also published their own peer-reviewed analysis of the study that completely deconstructs its false claim about the PCR test. The review accused Drosten and his cohorts of fatal scientific incompetence and their PCR test as fundamentally flawed. It also points out the fact that the original study was never peer-reviewed before being published in Eurosurveillance. Some kind of a crap European Union medical paper. A Eurosurveillance peer review brings the gold standard of credible science, they say. The Corman-Drosten paper, as it's now being called, was submitted to the journal on January 21st, accepted for publication on the 22nd and published on the 23rd. Even before the paper was published, the WHO, at its January 17 gathering in Geneva, officially recommended the PCR testing as a surefire way to identify COVID-19. This would suggest that the paper itself was a mere formality, and that world leaders already knew what was coming down the pipeline as part of their pandemic agenda. Well, politicians looking for straws and look like they're competent and able to do something. That the epitome of that is Matt Hancock in the UK. Total moron. The publicist published RT and PCR protocol for detection of the diagnostic of 29 COVID-C, and they managed to suffer from numerous technical and scientific errors, including insufficient primer design, a problematic and insufficient protocol, blah blah blah, and the absence of accurate test validation. The team of critics warn about PCR testing study. Neither the presenter test nor the manuscript itself fulfills the requirement of an acceptable scientific publication. I never heard of it before, Eurosurveillance, anyway. Further serious conflicts of interest of this kind of the authors are not mentioned. Certain pandemic developments that haven't yet occurred were mysteriously known beforehand by politicians pushing lockdown masks. Lockdowns and masks. On January 21, when the Corman-Rostin study was submitted to Eurosurveillance for publication, there had only been 6 deaths attributed to COVID-19 worldwide. Wow, amazing. January 21st, 2020, all of them in Wuhan. Yet somehow the paper's authors were already claiming the public health laboratories were facing a challenge. Keep in mind that at the time there were no substantial evidence to suggest that the outbreak was more widespread than Wuhan. The political establishment went along with the ruse, writing the script real time as it was happening because they appear to have known in advance that the pandemic would eventually go global. Many of them attended it, or at least knew about Bill Gates. Oh boy. Bill Gates Event 201 pandemic exercise, which was held about a year before for the first known cases of COVID-19, were reported by the mainstream media. Yeah, they're rehearsing the propaganda before it started. Planned, that's what we call it, a plandemic. They planned it. We now know that certain public health officials actually benefited financially from the phony PCR testing scheme, collecting a paycheck for each test sold. Rostin report, who is considered to be Germany's version of Anthony Fauci, the devil incarnate, is one such political head who makes money every time a PCR test is sold. Isn't that interesting? Even when the results turn out to be false positive, which is almost every single time. All in all, the Bogner report, the Borger report, another one, challenged the bogus Corman-Rostin study, identified 10 fatal problems. So the Borger report being the correct one, okay. 10 basic problems with it. One of the most glaring being that the fact that the intentionally erroneous primer and probe sequence used in PCR tests allow them to pull up several different alternative primer sequences which do not relate to SARS. Okay. This is not suitable. That's a standard operational protocol. Okay, they're going into the details of the test, etc., etc. But it's trashed and disgraced on so many levels. The PCR test, right? And they're going to damn and curse you into oblivion that you're an infected person, and that will go against your health record in every other way in the future, right? Another way of attacking the population. Whoa, and similar other article by Ethan Huff on the same subject. Bombshell, 90% of COVID-19 positive test results are false. Okay. And there's several more. Okay. But, where do you go? People, by virtue of the lockdown at home, they should have more time than they have to troll information. But that's one thing, that's a positive side of the lockdown. People have come across good quality alternative media sites and are pursuing information and are pretty well informed. But again, I have to highlight the disgusting American media and the BBC, which is absolutely a mouthpiece of the NHS. And they're getting at children now through the so-called home education substituting virtual classes. It's full of propaganda, as highlighted by the UK column. Vicious, vicious propaganda against children, and terrorizing them too with stories of COVID and all the rest of it. And this thing of snitching on your parents, that is going on in America, and it's going on in Britain here. I mean, it's, whoa, take back your country, your children, and your churches. I'll do a piece next week on what the churches are doing. We know, we haven't mentioned for a long time, the clergy response team. That was came to the fore about 18 months ago, 2 years ago. These thousands of pastors of churches of all denominations, but especially the Bible churches, were recruited by the CIA and the DHA to be part of the clergy response team, whereby using a totally out of context piece of Bible from Romans, whatever it is, saying that in a crisis, when the government want people to go to FEMA camps, that these all doctors and scientists and clergy would speak with one voice and tell people, oh yes, this is for your own good. And there's a version of that in the UK here, where the 77 Brigade and all the other disinformation groups in the Cabinet Office are said they were going to cooperate with faith groups. And I have serious evidence of that for a problem for next week. Okay. But, it's vicious at all levels, at every single level. John White's article, I'll leave that later on. That's quite a large article, etc. The looking for short audios that we had that are relevant. The Mike Eden interview, which we'll play part of it later on. It's very, very long. But what are we now? 12. There's one there, Ken. Laura Ingham's piece on, I've only one word there. Laura Ingham's piece is just about, 6 minutes? Yeah. She's doing a review of where we are up to yesterday on the political front, okay? So Laura Ingham's piece on the Ingram angle from yesterday. Is that there? Okay. Hello? Okay. No, Ken is busy down there. That's okay. There's just one today, Laura Ingham's piece. It's 6 minutes. It's a 35-minute piece, but I'm saying you play it to 6:09. It's her, she's reviewing the political situation up to date. It's a short piece. So Laura Ingham's... Okay, it's coming up.
I'm Laura Ingram. This is the Ingram Angle from Washington tonight. Democrats in Congress are now stoking fear in perhaps the most disgusting way imaginable, claiming their own Republican colleagues might murder them. Congressman Jim Jordan tells us the real motivation behind these smears. Plus, the police shooting of Jacob Blake, do you remember that, was spun as a racially motivated state action. Well, the aftermath led to riots and tens of millions of dollars in damage. Well, tonight, we know it was all a lie. A full report ahead. And Congress fails its own mask mandates test. And what will Biden's inauguration remind us of? Raymond Arroyo has that in Friday Follies. But first, unlocking America. That's the focus of tonight's angle. Now, forgive me for jumping ahead, but the obscene move by Democrats to militarize Washington, D.C. since the breach of the Capitol, it compels me to think ahead about how to best beat these power-mad, race-obsessed tyrants going forward. The 2022 midterms should be all about ending the police state. It's time to end the lockdowns, reopen Washington, D.C. for the American people, stop the spying on our own citizens, stop using racial smears as weapons against your political opponents, and trust the people and return to them their God-given freedoms. Now, for the past year, President Trump and the Republicans have had two priorities. Number one, reopen the country as soon as possible, and number two, provide temporary help to those who needed it. Of course, Operation Warp Speed was a very successful part of that plan. Now, the Democrats had a different approach. First, they used COVID as a political battering ram to hurt the Trump administration and the GOP. Speaker Pelosi's holding up relief for months before the election, of course, remember that? It was a prime and disgusting example. Second, Democrats have eagerly embraced lockdowns that disproportionately harmed poor and working class Americans and small businesses. Now, we at The Angle oppose this from day one, going way back to last spring. It's worth asking, why are states with far less severe outbreaks, states that happen to be run by Democrat governors, still under strict lockdown measures? Lockdowns don't work. Just look at the number of cases rising in Europe if you think they do work. Our leaders know that lockdowns don't work, so why do they keep mandating them? Well, a new international study out today proves us right. Third, Democrats repeatedly moved the goalposts in terms of how long they thought it would take us to all get back to normal, or whether we would even go back to normal ever. Now, we couldn't do much about these facts during 2020. We warned Democratic governors, you saw me warn them, that they were doing severe harm to their local economies. We urged Democrats in Congress to work with the president on relief bills. And we pushed hard to preserve our God-given rights and liberties. Did all of that. Well, now President Biden will be going to the Hill with his huge wish list, supposedly designed to respond to the virus.
More testing and transportation. Additional cleaning and sanitizing services in those schools. Protective equipment and ventilation systems. We need about $400 billion in funding from Congress to make all of what I just said happen. It's not just that smart fiscal investments, including deficit spending, are more urgent than ever. It's that the return on these investments in jobs, racial equity, will prevent long-term economic damage.
Well, the first question any Republican should ask the incoming administration is, when will the country reopen? Of course, Biden is going to seek to avoid answering that question. The Democrats have convinced themselves that the American people are dangerous, racist, and they just as soon keep you all locked down as long as possible. Furthermore, Biden is enthralled to the teachers' unions, and they've made it clear that they don't want lockdowns to end for a long time, certainly not before they get a massive payout from the Treasury. So when the Biden administration is vague about how much longer this will all take, the Republicans must demand that he give them specific numerical targets explaining when the country will reopen. For example, how many vaccinations will it take before everyone can go back to school? How many until we can go to a baseball game? How many until we can go to a wedding? How many until we can throw away all the masks? The Biden folks will try to avoid these questions. They'll send out Fauci and other so-called experts to talk about new virus mutations and scare us with hand-waving about how much worse things will be if we don't do exactly as Biden and Fauci say. Let me be clear. I do not trust Dr. Fauci. He has admitted to lying about this crisis to advance his own agenda, or misrepresenting, on the issues from masks to herd immunity. Nothing he tells us going forward can be trusted. And I do not trust the Democrats. I think they are very comfortable with the lockdowns, Zoom classes, government stimulus checks, and they want them to continue as long as possible. And now they have control of the federal government. So all of its resources will be used to promote more masks, more lockdowns, and other measures that are just going to hurt the working class. So here's what I say. No Republican should vote for any more relief until Biden has put his cards on the table about the reopening. We need exact details of when and how he thinks we're going to get our freedoms back. The GOP should also be asking for specific details about how long these security measures will stay in place. And the GOP must resist any effort to make them permanent. Of course, we have to prevent serious harm happening to Washington, D.C. or anywhere else. But we cannot let Washington become an armed camp either. And that's the angle. Joining me now is Kentucky Senator Rand Paul. Senator Paul.
Very good. Okie dokie, right you on. Okay, we'll probably come up to the break time, will we? And we'll go for another story after that, okay?
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
For over 20 years now, Extendabite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendabite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendabite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Coming back in, and we have a caller, amazingly, just as we come back in. Chance in West Virginia. Hello, Chance.
Yes, hello, PJ. How are you? PJ, I got two questions. I heard that Laura Ingraham tape, and when she says Democrats taking our rights away, is she implying that Republicans won't take our rights away either? I mean, I don't understand that. See, this is the problem I have with the neocons. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's number one.
She did leave that out. Yeah.
Conveniently, of course. Yes, of course, conveniently. My second question is, there's one thing that bothers me, PJ. There's an awful lot of gossip going around and innuendo about what's really going on, false news.
Yeah.
My only concern is, right now there's National Guard at the Capitol, and I have to ask myself this. Number one, who put them there, Trump or Biden and the deep state? And if so, for what reason on either side? Can you answer that maybe?
Well, it's supposedly directly by the person who is full charges, Chris Miller, the acting head of defense, etc. I think that's very clear. And Adams, I don't know if you're following Adams' situation, Mike Adams' situation updates, which are very, very detailed. And the one of today, I think it is profoundly shocking what's going on. Like that, there were a month ago there was 10 options routes for Trump to get back into power. They're down to one now. That there will be, and we're the last piece of shill advice is that Pechenik who showed up on the Andrew. I was referring to it earlier on the Alex Jones program, saying exactly what was going to happen, and if he was wrong, he'd never appear again. We'll see. We'll see.
I don't trust that guy. He's a shill. He's a definite shill. I don't have the internet.
Yeah, he's a shill. Yeah.
Yeah, he is a shill. I don't have the internet. So.
Oh dear. Yeah. Well, it's very difficult if you don't, because it's all good and bad. It's channeled through the internet. It's quite hard to keep a check on what's going on. But okay, we're into mega disinformation, government, Republican and Democrat, etc., etc. And this this is a totally run by Chris Miller. So maybe that's the I don't know why there's another announcement saying that on Monday the 19th, for God's sake, 18th, 2 days before the swearing in, more information is coming out. Well, unless that's a trigger point for all the arrests and cancelling everything, that's the only reason they'd be doing that. But this is late stuff.
PJ, mm-hmm. I heard that Chris Miller met with the Biden team and met with a couple of, I can't recall the specifics, but I heard it on another show. So, I don't know what to make of all this. But like I mm-hmm. said, the only thing that concerns me, because I know there's a lot of false info going out now, they're pumping it out really big time, is the National Guard, the purpose. And that mm-hmm. was my only question. That's what perked my ears up a little bit. Thank you now, PJ. God bless you. Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. Well, one update on Miller is that he's ringing around every state looking for extra National Guard contribution from each state to come to Washington, et cetera, et cetera. But there is the thing where the Chinese threat to America, and there is this thing of Chinese troops on the Mexican border in Mufti, just out in the other, ready to put on their uniforms. And there is 60,000 Chinese troops in Canada which were invited in by Trudeau. So America's under a terrible threat. And this thing of all containerization being delayed by 3 or 4 days while they check the containers. Well, the Chinese have controlled the Western seaboard ports in California and America for 20 years. So they had years and years time to smuggle stuff into the States, that's for sure. Anyway, we got a caller. It's somebody called China, is it? Ken? Hello? Okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, yeah, I see. Another message there. Yeah. No, I'd direct people to Mike Adams' situation update on Natural News today. It's an hour, 20, 34 minutes, something very, very long, and it's very profound. And it's a doomsday kind of message of what's going on. And there's nine, if you like, horror stories, and maybe one bright thing that maybe it's going to turn around on Monday, but that is so late in the day. But one thing that is correct, that he's a tactical thing that Mike Adams says about Trump, he's very good at playing five-dimensional chess. That's meaning trying to work out way moves ahead, and he's playing the weak president going out of power now. Maybe that's an act. Maybe. But I don't know. But that's a real situation. The Trump administration on a knife edge. The threat of the Democrats and Biden and the coronavirus and the Chinese situation. Four situations there. sorry, probably the worst in 100 years. It's truly bizarre, and the best brains in the world trying to predict it. It's at least there's the decision factor on Wednesday. It has to go either way or be cancelled. So we shall see what we shall see. It's shocking. But I have here in front of me the famous executive order that Trump wrote on Executive Order 13848 on the September 12th, 2018. And it's 9 pages, a very comprehensive set of rules that should there be foreign interference in an election in the United States, what would follow? but it's executive order. Anybody can go on to the US.gov site, whatever that it is there, the White House site, and it's executive order 13848. Now, that and the Insurrection Act, which he supposedly signed. See another message here. Is I'll read extracts of it. We'll go over this bottom layer break in a few minutes, and then I'll read extracts from this very comprehensive thing, because the election, correct information, is not disputed. This took place when America was under emergency war conditions, okay? And so this executive order is added to that as well. Okay, we go to the bottom of the hour break, and we should be back in a few minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and...
Okay, very good. And we're coming back in. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. DJ Barden is my name, and we're here today on Saturday, 16th day of January, 2021. Ken has just sent me a piece over. My pillow there is predicting that Trump will remain in power. And the guy who runs... MyPillow, it's an information site, I presume, is a friend of Trump and has been at White House meetings with Lynn Wood and Sidney Powell. Well, that's a pretty senior friend to be at meetings like that. So, but Lynn Wood, one thing that Mike Adams is scoring even his own friends and standing aside and looking at all his information, saying that the most consistent person down the line has been Lynn Wood, that everything he said has absolutely come through, et cetera, et cetera. And Lynn Wood is still confident that Trump will remain in power. So between all the information and disinformation, I think there would have to be a troop protection of Washington after what happened at the Capitol building, and the fact that there is a change of transitional government, etc., and the threat from China. So on that basis, Miller is, I think it's... Chance in West Virginia was saying, who is organizing the lockdown? Well, Biden has no power to, he can request things, but he has no power to do anything like that, apart from the normal things given to a a president-elect or etc. But this is based on crime. Trump won comprehensively. But this this executive order, it's here, it's, reads very well. Executive Order 13848, and many people are referring to it in the alternative media, September 12, 2018, where it's laid out very clearly, 9 pages. I can't read the 9 pages, too much. But the it's to do with foreign interference in American elections and the consequences of that. And anybody in America who takes part in that is basically, I'm looking for, see it in the words here, basically part of insurrection and tyranny against, what's the word, against the United States. It said, within 45 days of receiving the assessment of and information described in Section A, this order, of this order, the Attorney General and the Secretary of the Homeland Security, in consultation with the heads of any other appropriate agencies and appropriate state local officials, shall deliver to the President, Secretary of State, Secretary of the Treasury, and Secretary of Defense report evaluating with respect to the United States election that the subject of the assessment described is, oh my God, as in 1A. Okay. It's written in legal language, obviously. But it's with great care this executive order has been drafted. The report shall identify any material issue to of the fact with respect to these matters that the Attorney General, Secretary of Homeland Security, to evaluate each of the, the report submitted. I'm trying to get a plain English paragraph here that will explain a lot of this executive order. No later than 30 days following the date of this order, the Secretary of State, Secretary of the Treasury, Attorney General, Secretary of Homeland Security, Director of National Intelligence shall develop a framework for the process that will be used to carry out their respective responsibilities pursuant of this order. that's to go after the people who have been involved. Well, it's established pretty comprehensively from so many software people brought in by Sidney Powell, etc. What happened with the Dominion voting system was gargantuan fraud, the biggest heist in election history, no doubt about it. And Justice Roberts, only two Supreme Court judges backed Trump. Just forgetting about backing Trump or an individual, they betrayed the American people comprehensively. So the media has failed, the courts have failed, the political system has failed. Never before seen in a modern Western extra country. Like if it was World War II and things were happening because of bankruptcy and all the rest, right? But this is way worse, way worse, and we're on the precipice of a financial collapse. And never mind the grand solar minimum, which is hanging over us as well. And there's extreme weather hitting around the world, never before seen. The highest barometric pressure ever recorded was recorded a month ago in Asia, and the lowest a month before that. So there is bizarre weather. And if the jet stream, which lurks like a flexible rope above the UK and Scandinavian countries, drops down below us in the UK here, in this cycle of weather, in the grand solar minimum, we'll be minus 15 or minus 20 degrees centigrade here. For quite a while. It is very convoluted language, this executive order, but a lot of the power the president has today is based on this executive order and the clarifications it was rewritten. There was one written by Obama, but this was taken out and rejigged completely. And it's a trap. The election, stated clearly, took place under emergency state of emergency and warfare, America at war in a state of emergency, and this executive order. And at any stage, the President Trump has the power to enact the Insurrection Act, which he supposedly has, but still confusing information about that, and that's on purpose. But I see, so we have to, as I say, suspended animation, that's the phrase I use. My life have been involved, as I locked in and locked out at the same time. locked into a problem and locked out of a solution. How many times have you been like that in life? It's followed me around a lot, I can tell you, financially. But there's certain syndromes follow certain people. But this executive order, as I have it here, but it's very convoluted to read. But it's what it does. It gives the president unlimited powers and all the agencies of government to go after the people who have committed treason by taking part in this. It's very clear who has and what they did. It's very, very clear. But there you are. But John White has some different his thing here. Who's 13 pages, and we'll push that back later on. And Microsoft Big Tech Coalition developing Rockefeller-funded COVID passports. Of course they would. But that thing there from Dr. Kerry Maggi is incredible. That the RNA vaccine, if you take it, the DNA disruptor is a patent, and they own the DNA. They own your DNA from that point forward. And the Supreme Court, I didn't emphasize this enough, has agreed with the company that they own the patent, whoever is carrying it. Therefore, they technically own you. Right? Whoa, do they need? Well, where do you go in that case? It's the Supreme Court has come down in favor of corporate America again. Roberts, absolute pimp for big, because he's a compromised individual because of his past. I mean, the collapse. If Biden comes in and we join the TTIP, well, goodbye. It's the country is gone. America is gone. Gone. And only a major uprising and insurrection will bring it back, that's for sure. Anyway, we have Tim in Washington, is it? Hello. Hello, Tim.
Yeah, PJ. So this is what we're down to. Either the military is going to step up and protect the American Republic and the Constitution, or what the Joint Chiefs of Staff did by telling all the military people that Biden's going to be the next 46th commander-in-chief. So we're at the moment of decision. It's either going to go one way or the other in the next 3 or 4 days. Don't you agree?
Oh, yeah. And the Joint Chiefs of Staff issued a letter saying that they will follow the law and Biden will be installed as president. But the letter had no date on it, right? So this intrigue is running through everything. Something said, but there's something very wrong what was said. But again, Mike Adams spotted that. I think Ethan Huff or Lance D. Johnson, one of his key scientific writers, spotted that. So that statement is actually meaningless because there's no date on the letter. So there's another one for you. Huh? Okay, so anything else running through your mind on this?
Yeah, no, that's good. That's good. I hadn't thought about that. I just thought about, I went through the letter, and I went through about 10 lies that the Joint Chiefs of Staff basically said to 2.2 million military people in the United States, you know, that the court system has decided this, you know, that the Congress, the legislatures, you know, when you actually go through it, it's actually a treasonous document in which these eight Joint Chiefs of Staff basically, sign their names to committed open treason. Now it's either a trick, in that it's like the Jews, you know, the Mossad way of deception. They've deceived everybody and believing that Biden's going to be president, or it's going to go the other way. But you would agree that we're reaching it sort of a conclonic sort of a apex of what's getting ready to happen. It's going to go one way or the other. Don't you agree?
It's unreal and surreal. I've never seen anything like it, and I've been watching things since the age of 12. I've been watching politics at the age of 12. Well advanced in age now, but I've never seen the like of this, etc. But this game's been played, etc., etc. But the destruction of the economy in America and in Britain because of the mishandling of this coronavirus and it being used and weaponized to attack us No, it's, you know, the virus to a degree, but this information I have here is bringing out the PCR test being trashed by top scientific professionals. An ex-Pfizer scientific officer, Mike Yeadon, I have a long piece, I might play it in the next hour, we'll play some of it, talking to Anna Breeze, and the ex-chief executive saying the pandemic is over. Yeah, sure.
But, yeah, that's what General Flynn is saying. Yeah, that's what Lynn Wood is saying. That is what this other general is saying, is that basically what we're dealing with is a full-fledged attack by the globalist deep state in conjunction with the communist Chinese, that what we're dealing with is an asymmetrical type of attack with the COVID, the mail-in balloting. It's a hybrid type of war that does make sense. Yeah. And so now it basically comes down to, so PJ, what do you say? What do you, okay, let me just, you put your prophet hat on or your prediction hat. Come January 20th, is Biden going to be sworn in, installed as the next president of the United States? Or are what we're seeing basically asymmetrical type of warfare actions, and that the United States military at the last second is going to actually save the Republic? Yeah. What say you?
Yeah, I think that could happen. I'm hoping that will happen. But we're running out of options, mightily, et cetera, et cetera. Like, you know, some people giving advice to people. Some people going into business, 90 don'ts and only 10 do's in certain types of risky businesses. Well, any business, be it a tech company or a restaurant, the do's and don'ts. But I'm forever hitting people on that one. But and people's discernment, et cetera. But I've been through this ad infinitum, 15 hours a day, up to, well, not 10 or 12, but sometimes 15 hours a day since it started. So I have thousands of documents here, and I sift for who is an idiot and who isn't. Like that Gary Franchi puts out appalling rubbish, and he's been saying for the year, oh, you won't find a more Christian man, an honest man than Mike Pence. Gary, grow up. We knew from day one who he was, you know. But the other thing I cannot forgive Trump for is the narcissistic personality. He is a horrendously bad judge of people. I've never seen anybody as bad as him. Shocking. Truly shocking.
Yeah, well
he has two key people in there at the moment.
Yeah, right. PJ, let me just leave you with this. The very fact that all Mike Pence had to do, and this was actually in the Constitution of the United States, on the fourth Wednesday of December, if there was two competing slates or there was any conflict among, this goes all the way back in the Constitution, if there was any conflict between a state, all Mike Pence had to do on December 23rd or 24th, the fourth Wednesday in December, all he had to do was send out one letter to all seven of these states and just say, look, I don't care who you pick. You pick one slate or the other, or you come up with your own slate. I don't care. He wouldn't even do that. That's all Mike Pence had to do. He didn't have to pick one slate or the other. All he had to do was send out a letter to these seven states saying, look, what do you want me to do? And he didn't even do that. Anyways, PJ, you got a great program. I always appreciate it. I always catch you. You're a must-listen to. You got a different style. And so, God bless. Thank you so much for taking my call. Thanks.
Well, call in next week and we'll discuss what's happened. Part two, okay? Okay, very good. Very good. But Pence, yeah, giving the elbow twist to Nancy Pelosi after he'd done the deed, and then he two masked robbers. I don't know. Nobody's identified who they are. I'm sure we can find out who they are. Went up to him after that way he voted in the Senate or in the Congress, and they gave him a medal or a coin, which was obviously a Masonic situation. There's a thing in Masonic where if you agree, you protect the lodge and the Masons from something, and if you have to lie, you will be given a symbol. And I think pretty certain that's what Pence, it's on video, was given, you know. so it, this is So, such deceit. And Paul Craig Roberts, I've left him out an awful lot recently, but he's been writing intensively, considering he retired 4 years ago, then came back in to write, and now he's writing several blogs a day. And he must be 8 years of age now, but he says, think twice before taking the COVID vaccination. Heidi Nickelman, the love of my life, my husband Gregory Michael, MD, an obstetrician that had his office in Mount Sinai Medical Center in Miami Beach, died the day before yesterday due to strong reaction to the COVID vaccine. And he goes on to cover it here. Okay, we go to this break, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Coming back in for the break, and we got another caller, Ken in New York. Hello, Ken. Yo.
Hi, PJ.
Hi.
I heard this story just the other day about a bunch of generals. I think it was the Joint Chiefs of Staff. What did they do?
No,
they
just referred to that, yeah. Yeah.
Pledged undying fealty to Joe.
Yeah.
Now, What good would that really do? How close are the generals to the men? The men are the ones that are going to make the decision to support Trump or not, if he actually does anything. And
which men? Which men?
Well, the soldiers on the ground or the National Guard, the people that are actually going to participate.
Yeah.
Now, wouldn't you think that maybe the colonels might be closer to the men than the generals would be? After all, the generals typically have a guy to walk the dog of the general or drive the wife to the salon. Yeah. That's basically the
two things
about
that. Two things. The I said on that letter very sharply. I think it was Lance C. Johnson, or one of the writers on Natural News, very thorough, spotted that general's letter, which the last caller quite rightly said was a treasonous letter, and there's no need for it, was promoting Biden, etc., and loyalty. There was no date on that letter. Was that intentional, or that's part of the Trump campaign to fool the opposition? I don't know. But to give you a quick thing from World War II, the generals, etc., Montgomery, who was always photographed giving woodbines and cigarettes to the soldiers and the man of the people, the soldiers, he was awful, very good with the soldiers, but he would ignore his own generals 100%. He regarded himself as God. And one day, just to tell this story quickly, Churchill was going to a meeting at Norton Wood. It's a hidden building in the woods in Worcestershire, and he pulled in under a tree because he liked trees. He was talking to his staff. He traveled with a small entourage and looking at this tremendous oak tree. And as he was under the tree, Montgomery passed by in a big landau and a big entourage. And Churchill stood out on the avenue, pointed with his stick to his secretary, his female, and people. He said, "There, but for the grace of God, goes God." And 2 weeks later, he fired Montgomery, but the public didn't realize it because he spotted a flaw in him and he moved immediately to correct it. And he was actually third in line under Eisenhower, not two, he was third or fourth, actually. But he that's a good thing about Trump. And I go back again, his judgment of people, of all classes of people, considering he was born into privilege, was very good. That's the key trait that Churchill had. He was a fantastic judge of people and situations. And boy, was he tested to the limit. But no, that letter was disgraceful, utterly disgraceful. But again, we're on tenterhooks up to Wednesday. Anything could happen. Mostly bad, I think, but we'll see.
There was another notable colonel who was blackballed and had apparently had a lot of bad things said about him over the years, and that was Colonel Gaddafi.
Yeah.
If you believe Jim and Joanne Moriarty, he really cared about his people, and he was lied about for a good 35 years. They tried to bomb him out in 1986. Yeah. It didn't work.
Well, he was a bizarre character. It was a dictatorship, but I don't think you could send most dictatorships are not friendly or benign, etc. But the longest politician in power was in Austria, Bruno Kreisky. I think he had 8 or 9 terms of office, but he was a very, very good, clever politician, and he didn't create any serious problems for his people. But he's one of the greats. But it's evil. It's don't forget to say, it's demonic evil we're dealing with as well in true manifestation, at all in the Supreme Court, in the media, and in the Democratic Party. This is evil, absolutely. No doubt about it.
Well, so good night.
Okay, thank you. Thanks a lot. We're up against it, folks. Up against it. And there's nothing more to analyze, and there's nothing more we can do. And it's an incredible, very long days this weekend, a very long weekend as far as I'm concerned. Waiting. And etc. But as I say, take your country back. It's going to have to start on January 21st. Okay, we go to this break, top of the hour. I'll be back in a few minutes.
Mm-hmm. This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.